Forrest.
Members, and if I can find my bill, we have before us a dash A4, which is a conflict amendment, which we need to adopt. And we also have the A5s and the A6s, and I have no idea where I put my sentence, my bill file for Senate Bill 654. We're going to use this.
Mr. Chair, let me start with the A5. I'll move to adopt the A5 amendment.
Representative Gardner moves the A5 amendment into Senate Bill 654. This is the amendment that if we are going to, well, actually it doesn't matter. If we're going to adopt this amendment, there's also a conceptual amendment on it, but I don't think it really matters because this bill will not be passed in the form of the Senate either, anyway, if that amendment goes into the bill. So I don't know that we'd even have to deal with the conceptual part of it. So we have a motion before us to adopt the A5 amendments. Is there discussion on that motion? I will just go on record. I don't support the A5s because I think that they don't get done what both the governor's office and the sponsor of the bill want to get done. But we will go into conference committee if they are adopted, and we will try to work out a compromise at that time. Is there any other objections to the amendments? Seeing none, to show that the chair objects.
That was adding in.
No, that was not. So not adding that in.
We have your 16.
We'd have to suspend the rules. Okay. 9 yards to do that. We now have an A4 amendment.
All right.
That we need to adopt because of conflict.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the A4 amendment.
President Gardner moves adoption of the A4 amendment to Senate Bill 654. Is there a discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Gardner, we have an amended bill.
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 654 as amended to the floor with due pass recommendation.
Gardner moves Senate Bill 654 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative
Lundquist?
Aye. Representative Marsette?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
Representative Atkinson?
Yes.
Representative Gardner?
Aye.
Representative
Knope?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye. Having received the required number of votes, Senate Bill 654 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Anyone will volunteer to carry the bill? Representative Gardner will carry. We will now open scheduled for a public hearing on Senate Bill 791. We heard this bill last week, or earlier this week, one or the other. It was earlier this week, actually.
Monday.
Mr. Putman, is there anything to update us on that we need to?
I understand there may be an amendment. No, I take that back. I have no information.
Okay, now no new information. We have a sign-up sheet. Is there anyone who did not get a chance to testify last time to sign up for this time? There's a whole bunch of people signed up to testify, but I think, did everyone testify last time that signed up now? We have at least two people that have not testified. Okay, please come forward. Good morning. State your name for the record.
Dan Graham. Good morning, Chair Byer, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Dan Graham. I'm the workforce manager with the Oregon Columbia chapter of the Associated General Contractors, AGC. AGC is a commercial construction trade association with approximately 1,200 members who are companies actively engaged in construction industry throughout the state of Oregon. Our members are small, medium, and large general subcontractors and suppliers of goods and services such as equipment rental companies, accountants, lawyers, and material suppliers. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today about Senate Bill 791. Part of my responsibility is the administration of 7 apprenticeship programs in Oregon and 2 in Washington. We understand one of the underlying goals of this bill is to allow small family businesses that only have one or two employees to bring their children into the business through the apprenticeship system. If language could be drafted that limited the effects of this bill to small family businesses, it's possible that we could support the measure. If passed in its current form, however, we believe the image of the construction industry would be seriously and negatively impacted. Construction struggles with a reputation for being a good old boy industry in which the best jobs are filled by insiders through methods not available to the community at large. The reality is that this is no longer true, and much effort is being expended by many of us in construction to ensure that we continue to make progress in this area. Our objection to this bill, therefore, is based upon both industry self-interest and our understanding of fairness in public practices. The construction industry is competing with all others to recruit the best and brightest into our workforce. We understand that this competition is going to become more intense over the next several years. This industry simply cannot afford a public impression that access to our workforce is anything less than completely open and fair to all qualified applicants. As you know, the construction industry, more than others, uses the apprenticeship form of training and educating. It is particularly important to understand that apprenticeship is more than an employment opportunity. It is an educational system as well. We would not tolerate an exclusive entrance process into our public colleges and universities. In our view, the same principles should apply to apprenticeship. We want the world to know that the apprenticeship system provides successful graduates the knowledge and skill they need to live very productive lives and earn good wages. It is equally important that we send a clear message that the door is open to all. Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. Thank you, Representative Gardner.
Just one question. Are you aware of any particular small businesses that have a son or daughter that doesn't end up getting into the apprenticeship program within at least a couple of years?
Chair Beyer and Representative Gardner, I am not personally aware of any businesses that have had that difficulty.
Thank you.
Was that my set?
No, that was the question.
Okay. I'm curious about your testimony. You're saying how this would this bill would be a barrier to entry and limit opportunities. I don't see how this anything in this bill says that.
Chair Beyer, if I may, the entrance into the apprenticeship system involves a fairly formal process, and it's somewhat bureaucratic, but we believe that that's necessary to make sure that the door is opened to everyone. If this bill were to be passed, it opens a huge back door, namely through individual businesses to circumvent the entrance policy that most apprentices will be required to come through. If an apprentice coming out of school, high school, isn't lucky enough to be working for a construction business, but goes through the process, applies to the apprenticeship program, goes through whatever process they have to get into that program, but is not employed, they have one process to go through. Those individuals who are lucky enough to be already employed by a construction business would have a totally different process that they can go through. And that's a real concern for us. We think that this kind of a process really sends the wrong message to the community.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The engrossed A2 amendment, have you seen?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, what's your... You talked about the bill. How about what the amendment are? Did you include that as a package to object to? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With that, we'll close the public hearing.
Mr. Chair, could I would like to ask questions of... Commissioner Roberts, if that's okay, just to clarify his objection to the engrossed A2 amendments. Thank you. I understand that you had no opposition. You did not oppose the bill on the Senate side. Is that true?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Jack Roberts, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries. We did not oppose the bill in the Senate, but what came out in the hearing we had there as a testimony was that we were interpreting that bill one way, and they were interpreting it another. The amendments that they have offered are consistent with their interpretation of the bill. Once I had a better understanding of what it is they were trying to accomplish with this bill at all, our reason for not opposing it in the Senate side was that we felt it codified what we were already making available, subject to our supervision and oversight. And their amendments make it clear that what they want is not to have this available as an exception, but to have it really as an entitlement, and that the legal burden would be on us to come in and change that if it wasn't working. When that became clear, it seemed to me that we were, whether this was passed in its original form or with the amendments, probably buying ourselves into potential litigation with us, potential litigation with the EEOC, and some problems in terms of enforcement. And so based on that, I would oppose the bill in its original form or with the amendments. And frankly, I would be honest with you, if you're going to pass it and if you're going to support what the proponents of this bill want to do, I would just assume you pass the amendments and made it clear so we at least don't have to litigate what the bill means. We can simply oppose what the bill means, but we don't have to worry about dueling interpretations, which only make money for the lawyers.
There was previous testimony that if this dealt just with specified small businesses, that the Oregon chapter would just testified would support it, Oregon General Contractors. Could that be done, in your opinion? Could you come back, or could there be an amendment drafted that would be more specific in terms of which kind of business would have this opportunity?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Morissette, I don't believe that what's in this bill could be saved by making it apply only to the small apprenticeship programs. I think that what's really being represented, and what I think most of you are hearing from people, is that it's the concern about the family business and family membership. Originally, there were two bills, one that dealt with family, one that dealt with current employees. The reason for taking the family out entirely, as I understand it, from the proponents of the bill, was that they knew that the reference to the family members is what raises the red flag with the EEOC. And so by having current employees, it's the way they figure they can always hire their own family members and then wait 6 months and then bring them in. And the intention here is to use this as a subterfuge to avoid the other problems. I think if you went back to the original intent, which was to have some provisions for family members, you'd probably run into the same red flags. The truth is we already allow not only for current employees, but for family members, as long as they go through the normal process. But they don't have to go work for your competitor. They can go to work for the family business. We allow that already, and we would be glad to work to have some language if someone feels that's necessary. But I think where we ran into a problem before is that our view is you ought to be able to have your kids work for you, not for your competitor, but your kids shouldn't automatically move to the front of the line. And their view is that they want the kids to move to the front of the line. And I don't think there's any common ground on that issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good questions. Thank you very much, Commissioner. We'll close the public hearing. Open a work session on Senate Bill 791.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate the opportunity to clarify. I have received 15 phone calls and a couple of letters from people who support this, and I just need more information, clarification, and I guess I will support the bill as it is proposed.
Thank you. Would you like to make a motion to adopt the Dash A2s?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would move to adopt Dash A2 amendments.
Representative Morissette moves the Dash A2 amendments to Senate Bill 791. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll object to adopting the amendments as well as the bill. I just feel this puts construction apprenticeships back about 10 years, and it does turn it more into the perception of the good old boy system, exactly as the AGC representative here said. Just want that on the record.
Mr. Chair, I'll object to.
Representative Thompson? Morissette.
Okay, I withdraw my motion. I'm sorry. I meant to support the bill as is without the A2s. So I will withdraw my motion.
Representative Morissette withdraws his motion to adopt the A2 amendment.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Canoe.
Well, I'd be happy to move the A2 amendment at the request of Mr. Roberts.
Representative Knope moves the A2 amendment in the Senate Bill 791. Further discussion on the new motion, same new motion. Let the record show that there are three objections. Representative Morissette, Representative Gardner, Representative Thompson.
Yeah.
Dash A2 amendments are in the bill. Representative Knope.
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 791 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Knope moves Senate Bill 791 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Discussion? We already have your
I discussion believe I've already
record. Anyone else want to discuss?
Okay, the rest of the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I'll support the, obviously, the amendments we did and also the bill. There's still the overriding safety here that if this does distort, if it becomes a distortion factor of race, et cetera, et cetera, this can't go forward. So that's what gives me the comfort that is still available, will be used, and should not distort that and allow that distortion to happen. Also, there's just something about the fact that it seemed like an employer running a business, there should be an opportunity to bring in maybe a little bit of a speedish manner, that's true. But nevertheless, they are part of the family, part of the employer. And if the, and it's true, I know my good colleague on right says, well, maybe they'll be even better employer if they go through a little longer apprentice. That might be true. I give you that potential. But the employer's the one who's paying the bill. He's the one who has to decide whether he's been succeeds or not. And so for that reason, I support the bill.
Yeah, I'd like to clarify my intent. The testimony by the commissioner, I think, convinced me that this original bill probably is okay. And if there are exceptions, if there are ways of allowing people to work in a family business without going to the head of the line, I think that's fine. And so I do support the bill as originally proposed. I will not vote for the amendment.
Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Lundquist?
Aye.
Representative Morissette?
No.
Representative Thompson?
No.
Representative Atkinson?
Yes.
Representative Gardner?
No.
Representative Knope?
Aye.
Chair Fire?
Aye. Having received the required number of votes, Senate Bill 791 goes to the floor with the due pass recommendation. And I will carry the bill. You want to carry it? Okay. We will now open a public hearing on Senate Bill 459. Okay, we were standing at ease for a few moments.